This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome to another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, and thank you for making us DFW's number one local stars and hockey podcast. Boy, we have an exciting one for you today. I'll admit up front, and if you listen to this podcast, you guys know it. You know I pump his tires all the time. When he scored that amazing playoff goal against the Avs, my social media lit up. I kept saying, that's your guy, Gavin. Heck yeah, he is. We welcome into the program my guy. We both hail from Essex County. It's Colin Blackwell. Stick tap for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's start off with the most important stuff. What an awesome Instagram post. Your kiddo just had his first birthday, as you guys called it, his first rodeo, including a horse, by the way. I mean, you look good in that hat, but that horse was impressive.
Yeah, I got to give all the credit to my wife. She obviously planned a lot of that out, and just living in Dallas this past year of just the Western theme and cowboy theme and the first rodeo, I thought it was pretty cool, and she did a great job of setting that all up. And we live in Wisconsin in the summer, so a lot of local farms around here, and it was easy to get that done, and she did a great job. And, you know, I can't believe he's already 1 year old.
So as a dad, the question is, I mean, that's a high bar to set. You know, with the pony and the rodeo theme, I mean, two and three and onward upwards. You guys, you know, you have that bar pretty high.
I'm not looking at it as that. I hope that's not the case. I think he got his first, and it was a good celebration of, you know, the last, you know, great year that we just had. But, yeah, I don't know if you can top that one off.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so congrats are in order. Last month, you signed a new two-year deal with the Stars. Take us through July 1st. What an interesting day as a player. It's just so many free agent deals happening. Where was your head at? And did you know it was going to be Glenn Gullitson when you actually signed with the Stars?
No, I didn't, to be honest with you. There was a lot of stuff, probably a lot more moving pieces from a coaching standpoint. You know, for me, I had so much fun last year. I really enjoyed the group of guys. I thought it was a great fit for myself. And, you know, now I have, you know, my son's in the backseat right now, and I got my wife and son. And, you know, we've been in a lot of different places over the last, you know, five seasons, and trying to find that fit where we're comfortable. And, you know, we definitely, you know, have a chance to win every single night. That was something that no matter what, I always wanted to come back, and I'm glad it ended up working out. And especially getting 2 years was a little bit of security for my family and I, and just something that we're extremely excited about. And then, you know, you talk about the coaching change and Glenn and a lot of the people that he's brought in. It's pretty exciting because, you know, that was one of the teams we couldn't get over the hump last year in Edmonton. And some of his knowledge, I'm excited to get to camp and see kind of what the changes are.
Were there a lot of teams that were inquiring through you and your agent, or was it like you guys were just focused on Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was just kind of focused on Dallas. I told my agent, if he can get the job done, then, you know, that's where I wanted to be. And, you know, I think from just family situations and having a kid and being close to my family or my wife's family, there's only a few different, you know, teams that make the most and best fit, and there definitely were some other teams. I kind of let my agent handle that, and he would send it my way. And but once, you know, my heart was always set in Dallas, and That's kind of the main thing, is we were able to get something done. And like I said, I've loved every second of being there, from not only the guys in the locker room, but everybody at the rink, and, you know, all the way up from management, and just, you know, visibility of ownership group as well. Just way different from I was welcomed in with open arms from the first day that I got there, and I was a journeyman guy, and I definitely felt that I belonged, and you know, that's where my wife was comfortable as well. And it was just kind of one of those things. Like I said, there were other teams interested, but, you know, if I could make it work, that's what my heart was set at.
Have you had a conversation with Gully, Neil Graham, or even Nazir Dean, who's sticking around?
Yeah, I mean, I had a great conversation and great relationship with Naz last year, because he ran the penalty kill. I know he worked with the D, and, you know, didn't get a chance to work with him too much on the offensive side of things. But I love Naz, and having him sticking around, having a familiar face going into a new coaching staff is huge, you know, for me personally, but also running the penalty kill. And then I texted Grammer because, you know, it may have been 10 years ago or so, after my first year in the AHL, I couldn't get a job afterwards. I was still grinding, so we had connected about trying to play in Idaho back in the day in the East Coast League, and I've always kept in touch with him ever since. So I've never got a chance to play with him, but I texted him right away, just, you know, saying I was excited to get a chance to work with him, and then talked to Glenn on the phone, and just hearing what he had to say and just his perspective of, you know, what he thought that I brought, you know, from playing against him in the playoffs and stuff along those lines, was extremely exciting. Kind of one of the reasons why I felt like I you know, belonged in Dallas, and kind of what his role or visions of me were. And you know, it's just I'm one of those guys now where no matter what the roles is, I accept it with open arms, and I'm excited to you know, do whatever I can every single night, whatever that role may be, to help the team win.
Because in all of his interviews, Coach has preached a more physical style. He's talked about forecheck and making the Stars a hard team to play. And I would think that would get you excited, because that's a real nice fit for your style of play.
Yeah, I heard that in some of his interviews as well. And it just kind of, you know, you come to the playoffs, you know, or Western Conference Finals, playing against Edmonton, you saw how, you know, even some of the guys on there that weren't necessarily considered physical players were a little bit on the edge and chippy. And I think if we can change maybe some of that mindset across the board, I think that goes a long way. So it was exciting to definitely hear that, and maybe have that identity in our game plugged in a little bit more this year is definitely something that I enjoy doing. And it sounds like, you know, it could be a great fit for me.
And you got a couple of new teammates coming in, Radek Fox and Nathan Bastian. Any thoughts from playing against them?
Yeah, so I've only heard great things about Faxi. Obviously, he was there for a while before I got there. And, you know, playing against him, he's so good in the dot. He's a very good centerman. And, you know, even the year before I got there, how well he did, you know, even last year in St. Louis in the playoffs, he really anchors that fourth line, sometimes third line. And he was just somebody who I look forward to hopefully getting a chance to playing with. I think him and I could mesh pretty well with each other, in a sense that, you know, he's a big body and definitely likes to control the puck down low. And I think that's how, you know, Oscar, myself, Sam Steele last year were successful, and having a little bit more of that identity will definitely help our bottom six as well. And then I played with Bass. We were both picked in the expansion draft in Seattle, and he's another big body that, you know, I've played with a lot, and he's very physical, and he's also a great dude in the locker room. So it's really exciting to have that two guys that, you know, hopefully you get a chance to play with, and are great people as well.
So you did lose 20 goal scorers in Dadonov, Granlund, Marchment. I have you, your career high is 12 with the Rangers, but I think you have 12 in you this year.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I'm confident in myself. That was, I think I had 12 goals in like 20 games that year towards the end.
Yeah, you were hot that year. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I know what I'm capable of. I think in the past couple of years, I sometimes play a role where my game isn't necessarily looked to score some score some goals, but I know I have that in me, and I think that's one thing I can hopefully add to the repertoire this year of, you know, providing a little bit more offense. And if I, you know, get the opportunity to, you know, jump up in the lineup, you know, I'll be ready to do that. And then hopefully learn. There's a lot of things that I learned last year of stuff that I can do better to create a little bit more offense, and I'm excited to do that as well.
So I did notice as we have this conversation that you've dropped your Boston accent. And when I go back around the holidays, everyone tells me I talk funny now. Do you get that as well when you head back to Boston?
Yeah, I think my friends have been telling me for a while from hanging out with all the hockey guys that they say I think I'm from Canada. But now I guess I live in the Midwest, so a very similar accent. But I feel like when I go back home, I start talking a lot like my friends from back home. And it's funny how whatever environment you're in, it kind of translates that way.
Yeah, so you went to St. John's Prep, and hockey-wise, the Prep, famous for having a 17-year-old Bobby Carpenter on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Had you heard of Bobby Carpenter? Did your family tell you about Bobby Carpenter? Because you're a little too young for Bobby's playing career. I remember watching him actually with the Bruins. And did you know about Bobby Carpenter before attending the Prep?
I did, actually. Bobby Carpenter's from, or was living in North Andover at the time, too,
okay,
in the town that I grew up in. And it was affiliated with the Valley Junior Warriors, who was my team I grew up playing with, and his daughter, Carpenter, who's Olympic caliber player as well. She was born in 1994, so she played in the same travel team just a year underneath me. So I saw them at the rink. I knew all about them, and I didn't know that he was St. John's Prep until I necessarily got there and learned a little bit more about his story, first overall pick, and just kind of one of the best players, or actually the best player to come out of the Prep, probably one of the best athletes to come out of the Prep too. So it's exciting to, you know, be able to get to play at the next level and follow in his footsteps as well. And he was somebody that I've spoken to a lot over the years, and he's still in the hockey world, so definitely something I don't go back as much anymore, but it's been a lot of fun, you know, seeing some of his goals and following his career, and then seeing his name in some of the record books at the Prep as well.
And did you know that you're ahead of Carpenter as far as single season points?
No, I did not know that.
I think you hold the record, I believe, at St. John's Prep. You had 66 points in just 25 games. That's a beast of a season.
Yeah, that was. I think it might have been my senior year. That was a fun time. I had good teammates and good line mates. They were some of my best friends, so they set me up pretty good.
I was going to say, Shane Iserman, Sam Kirker, Tyler Bird, they all went on to play either in the East Coast League or the AHL as well.
Yeah, they're good players. We had a lot of, you know, college hockey players too, guys that played D3 and D1. Brian Pinto, he's got some NHL games. He was on that team, and one of my best friends I had really good chemistry with, John Farrow. So there's some pretty good players that were on that team, and we're all different ages. So some were younger at the time and when I was a senior, but that was a lot of fun.
So with a season like that, what was the recruitment like, and what made you choose the Crimson of Harvard?
Yeah, I think just doing a lot of tours, I was a little bit of a late bloomer. So I felt like I never really, you know, took that next step until I was kind of going in from my junior to my senior year. And that's kind of when I, like you said, had that really good senior year. And that was when some of the coaches that I was playing against, had suggested to Ted Donato that, you know, maybe I was ready earlier than expected to come in. And I think when I was going through the recruitment process, there was obviously other teams, but when I went on the visit at Harvard, and Teddy had said, he kind of put it into a good perspective of, you know, if you, you know, hurt yourself and your career ends tomorrow, what kind of education do you want to set yourself up for the kind of the rest of your life? And I think that really stuck with me and stuck with my family. And so I was kind of waiting until I could, you know, get everything across the board organized, grades and SAT scores and stuff along those lines, to make sure that I can make going to school there work.
To those listening to this podcast, how do we explain the bean pot to people? Because it's such a big deal in Boston. You have Harvard, Northeastern, Boston College, and Boston University. I mean, it's just a one-of-a-kind of little tournament.
Yeah, I grew up just watching it, so I knew I always wanted to be a part of that too. And It's the oldest tournament in college hockey, so it has a lot of history. It's played at the TD Garden. Pretty much all of Boston goes to it. It's the first and second Mondays in February every single year. So growing up as a Bostoner, North Shore of Boston, a Massachusetts hockey player, you just always want to be a part of it. You always want to watch it. Something you always circled your calendar, and I'm grateful that I got a chance to play in it. And you know, had some really good memories. Never got a chance to win, but it was definitely something. That was a childhood dream back then to play in that. I got an opportunity to do it.
I was going to say, playing at the Garden, did that experience help the first time you laced them up in the NHL and playing at the Garden?
Yeah, I mean, I think I lost in the state championship in double overtime in the Garden as well, and then playing in the Beanpot, and you know, some different experiences. But yeah, definitely by the time I got to the NHL and was able to play against the Bruins, it definitely was, I've been here before, I've done that, and you know, had many different games there, so it's definitely fun going back now. But after having those experiences, getting a chance to go back from, you know, as you get higher in all the levels of hockey, it's been cool to play there in high school and college, and then now professionally.
Any friendly wagering as it comes about between you, Ritzkovian, and Ottinger as far as the Beanpot?
To be honest with you, I want to say me and Otter had talked about it last year, but I'm pretty sure BU waxed us like 7-2. It was, it was, I think he went easy on me. It was more along the lines, if I win, I have to wear some BU gear, and vice versa.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Ritzy was big on it. When I talked to him last year, you know, that was a big thing for him.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, he did a good job. I want to say he was the captain. I never got a chance to play against him when he was there. But, you know, you see how far Northeastern has come and how well they've done the Beanpot. And him, it was funny because obviously Ritzkovian is not how it looks like phonetically. Mm. And so when I read his name on a nameplate, I knew he played at Northeastern. I didn't really know how to say his name at first when he came to camp. And then when I heard him say and how to pronounce his name, I'm like, oh, wow, that's the guy that scored the big goal in the Beanpot, Ritzkovian, because, you know, you always watch, even though I'm from afar, and it makes a lot more sense now after following it the last couple of years.
So looking through your career, you've worn some unbelievable sweaters. So love the Rochester American sweater, just the traditional red, white, and blue. We got the Milwaukee Admirals. To me, that's one of my favorite logos in sports. Absolutely love that. And then you have the Maple Leafs, Rangers, Blackhawks, so you have three of your original six. Preds, Kraken have a real nice jersey. And now the Victory Green, so obviously no wrong answers. We'll say Victory Green first, so everyone's happy. But other than the Stars, what would be that sweater where you've worn it and you're like, man, this is nice?
Yeah, that's definitely, you got to start with Victory Green. That was a great experience for me last year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Outside of the Stars, you know, I have been lucky. There has been some really cool logos. I guess it's cool to be a part of the inaugural season of a franchise in Seattle. So that was, you know, a very cool experience and wearing that jersey. I think, you know, maybe just hockey history, you go to, you know, some of the original six teams that, you know, their logo hasn't really changed over how many years, type of thing. There hasn't been too many rebrands or anything along those lines. So between the three of those, it's definitely pretty cool. I'm going to have a great jersey wall, you know, later on in life when I can get these jerseys framed.
How early are you coming back to Dallas?
Hopefully see you here shortly. I haven't quite figured it out. Working on it now.
All right, so let's end on a good one. With all your stops, my crack research team, which is me, North Shore fried clams or roast beef in Massachusetts?
Roast beef.
Okay. Tacos in San Jose?
I like tacos for sure.
Okay. Garbage plate in Rochester? No.
I think you do it once to try it, but I wouldn't keep going. But it's not my cup of tea, but it's like something you have to do.
Okay. Nashville hot chicken?
Yeah, it's pretty good, but I'm even going to stop you there. You don't have to say all of them. It's North Shore roast beef.
Okay.
That's my number one overall.
Really?
Pick always. When I go home, that's the first thing I do.
Okay. All right.
People in Dallas won't understand.
No, you might have to
post a picture of like, I don't know. I grew up my whole life going to Harrison's roast beef, which is no more in North Andover, but now there's Bella's roast beef, which is a high profile one. So I always stop by there when I'm back and see my parents. That's my guilty pleasure.
I was a Nick's in North Beverly. Nick's roast beef.
Yeah, so I would go to Nick's when I went to St. John's. All my, you know, Beverly and guys that I went to school with, they would always bring me there. But I got to stay true to my hometown beefs.
Love it. You're a beast for joining us. Thank you so much. Truly appreciate it. Know it's the off season. You got the kiddo with you. Excited for the year in Dallas. Really excited. It's going to be a great year. Excited to see the style of play and excited that you got that multi-year deal, man. We'll keep pumping the tires of Colin Blackwell on this program, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. It's great to talk to a fellow masshole.
Absolutely love it. That's Colin Blackwell. We'll be back with another episode of Spits and Suds soon. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.